Hey, everybody, welcome to Money and Change right here on the Trim Radio Network. Yeah, it's Sunday. Guess what? It's 7 o'clock, and we have some really interesting information for everybody today right here on the Trim Radio Network. All you have to do is go to trimradio.com and check out all of our shows. And if you do that, there are a lot of different places you can check. And if it seems like I'm having problems with buttons, I am. These buttons are driving me nuts. Well, anyhow, guys, there, now you can see the Trim Radio Network, and you can see what we have with the Trim Radio Network. You can listen now. You can get the live stream, the mobile app, the past episodes, and program schedule. And if you want, you can also partner with Trim Radio. You can host your own show. You can also advertise with Trim Radio. And if you want to support the station, you can either donate or you can shop the merchandise. And if you shop the merchandise, gee, what do we have in merchandise? We've got a lot of stuff, and you get different points for different things, and you can advertise different things too. But I'll tell you what, we've got hoodies. We've got dangly charms. We've got mugs that change colors. They're morphing mugs. We have our Money and Change mug. We have our Trim Radio Network mug. And, oh, we've expanded some more stuff. Son of a gun, we've got three pages now. Some more mugs with the Red Pill Reality Show, the black mug with Riscala's Red Pill Reality Show. We've also got hoods. We've also got other stuff going on, caps, mouse pads, you name it. But I'll tell you what, the big thing here is right here at the Trim Radio Network. It's the 22-ounce vacuum insulated bottle. It's a fantastic one. You have to check it out. It's really, really good. It keeps hot things hot and cold things cold. So you want to check it out. But you get to see different shows here on Trim Radio Network. And there are a lot of different shows that we have. And for example, the different shows that we have Money and Change, Financially Prepped, every Sunday. We have Offsides, College Football Top 25. And hey, guess what? That Top 25 is happening. Things are starting to really perk up in football. I know the other night I had Cleveland Browns and Seattle Seahawks. And I watched them for a little bit, and then I thought, nah, it's too early for football. But there it is. It's coming up. So we've got college football coming up, Slobber Knocker Talk. We've got Take Point 22 radio show, My World, Live, Laugh, and Whatever, every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. We've got the Red Pill Reality Show every Saturday from 9 p.m. until midnight. Yeah, we've got those shows too. And we've got other shows available. We really do. So if you check it out, we've got the Positive Podcast is also available, Take Point 22 radio show. We've got the Natural Marketer Podcast, and that's with Victoria Smith. She does an excellent job. All of our presenters are really good people. And if you want to listen to something really, really super interesting, listen to the Red Pill Reality Show with Riscala Stefan. He's really interesting, and he has a lot of different guests on. And so that's the good thing about him. But support the station. All the money that comes in to the station, whether you donate it or whether or not you buy the merchandise, that goes into the operation of the station. We don't take any income from it. None of the disc jockeys or the presenters are paid. We have information we need to get out to people. And, if you want to go ahead and advertise with us, that's great. But none of us get paid. All the money goes into the station itself. And we go worldwide. We're not just in the good old U.S. of A in North America. We're all over the world, and you can catch us at any time on the web. And, for example, I've got listeners out in Myanmar, which is the old Burma, and India, South Africa, Europe. I've got listeners in North America, Canada, and I think I've got one in Japan. I'm going to have to contact him to see if he's still following the show. I've known him for years, and he's a great guy. So, Ernie, if you're out there, let us know. Hey, we don't have anybody in Iceland listening to the show. So if you're in Iceland, let us know, okay? It's important. We need to know how far we are getting out and reaching people because we do have good, pertinent information, okay? So you can tell up in the top, we're in different forms. We're in X, better known as Twitter, and we're also on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. We're everywhere, and we want to get the information out because we cut the bull and serve the truth, and that's what we do at trimradio.com. Well, you know, with money and change, when we do the show, I always like to put us on the website here. These buttons are driving me nuts, guys. I'm telling you, they're driving me absolutely nuts. I guess my fingers aren't working the button right. But anyhow, we do have our own website, and you can see it right here, Money and Change / Financially Prepped. And you can join us. It's free. All you have to do is tell us you want to join, and we'll go ahead and approve you to get in that group. And the only thing that we ask, do not try to advertise anything on the page. And I've got two posts pending, and I will tackle those right afterwards. Probably people who want to join. But all you have to do is just request that you want to join. It's a public group on Facebook, and you can check it out. Now, some of the things that I've posted, the Max, and lately his wife, and I just posted that. I don't know if it's up there yet. The Max, we're talking about get your cash out now. Now, I don't know if I would take that stance myself, okay? But I would make sure that I have backup plans in case the economy does crash. I don't know when. I don't know how. I don't think anybody really knows. But one thing that happened to Max's wife, I just found this out today. She got a Walmart card, and I believe there was $150 on the Walmart card. She gave it to a friend and said, here, this will help you out, you know, being really nice and neighborly. And they went to go use it, and it wasn't any good. And so they contacted the gal that issued it, and she said, hey, here's the slip, and sent her a picture of the slip to tell Walmart what was going on. And guess what? They wouldn't honor it. Yeah, a gift card. And they wouldn't honor their own gift cards. So anyhow, that just got posted. So you need to check that out. Okay, that's the Max. And we have different groups, but I do a lot of posting during the week on Money and Change. Is Walmart shutting down? Okay, prepare before September. That's scary. And it was scary. But if you prepared all along, like I've told you to prepare, you know, 5 cans a week, minimum, just buy 5 extra cans of food. And in a month, you have 20 cans of food. That may help you maybe for a month. And if you can afford 10 cans a month, hey, or a week rather, that's 40 cans a month. Canned goods last a long time. You know, they say, well, it's only good for maybe a year. Well, if the can's not bulging and it's not dented, it's good for more than a year. Trust me. That's what I've heard from different people. And I'll tell you what, I'll take their recommendations. Also, we posted Critical Thinking Needs to Make a Comeback. And that's Prepper Princess. And you've heard me talk about her. She's got a very good video up on that. And then there's another one, higher taxes and more spending ahead. Can we really afford it with the Max? And, of course, then I always advertise, hey, we're on live every Sunday. I've only got one more concert to play. And I believe that's the 25th of September. And then we go on our break for a while, and then we start playing for the Christmas events. And I think I've got three or four scheduled concerts there. So every time that we have a concert, we get an encore edition of Money and Change. Okay? You've heard me talk about Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. Well, you know, these are his pens. These are the blank sections in the center. And he does all different kinds of pens. And he does the blanks if you want him to do the artwork of the setup and so forth, and cast the center section so you can machine them down. That's fine. He does that too. But he also makes the pens. And both Michael Bejas and I have pens made by Phil over at Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. He's on Facebook. So you want to check him out. He does an excellent job. I mean, Phil has done trade shows, in Japan. He's done them in Florida for, Walt Disney World. Believe it or not, he sold a lot of pens down there and other places. And people contact him to make the blanks for the centers. And I'll tell you what, they are fantastic. And they're very reasonably priced. Now, if you have a school, college or university, or you have a business, or you have a fraternity or sorority or a club, and you want to make a presentation pen for your best customers, guess what? Phil will do it. Check him out. He does excellent work. And if I'm lucky, I get to talk to him at least once a week. And he's a good guy, does very good work. And like I said, Michael Bejas and I both have those pens. And they are really fantastic pens. Well, gee whiz, what else do we have going on here? A lot of different things. Oh, yeah, by the way, you know, people say, well, what type of concerts were you playing in? Well, this is one that I played in recently, and it's a summer concert, and it's with a community band, but we have about 70 members, and some of them were retired professional musicians. Our drummer plays out in Las Vegas when he's asked to fill in. He's excellent. We've got other professional musicians that play in other bands and so forth. And we have people that are in military bands that have retired that also play in our group. It's an excellent, excellent band. And Gail Ahmed is the director, and she does a fantastic job. And I've been in that group for about 11 years, I believe. And I have fun with it. I really do. And so you want to check it out when you get a chance. It's in the Tipp City, Ohio area, and they play at the Tipp Center, which is a beautiful facility. We have our own practice room and office, and we also have a performance area there. So I can't say enough about that group. I've been with that group long enough. It's like one big family, okay? And I don't really promote it that much, but hey, it's a good group. Well, anyhow, guys, what else is on the docket today? Well, we've got a disclaimer, and I forgot to read it. Oh, my God. The information contained in this presented material is from the posting of news agencies on the internet and are not necessarily the views or opinions of the owners of this program. Nothing in this show should be considered legal, medical, financial, or investment advice. You should always do your own due diligence, do your own research, and consult with professionals. We are not responsible for and expressly disclaim all liability for damages of any kind arising out of use, reference to, or reliance on any information contained in this broadcast. Well, a big shout out to the Trim Radio Network for carrying the show. And I'll tell you what, we've all had a lot of fun on the Trim Radio Network, and we will continue to do so. Also, a big shout out to the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. The students are back in class. They just started this last weekend. And I'll tell you what, the University of Bluffton in Bluffton, Ohio, is merging with the University of Findlay. And they're going to have two campuses. The Bluffton campus will play NCAA Division III sports. And the University of Findlay campus will play NCAA Division II sports, which is going to be interesting. But if you're a student at either campus, you can go to the opposite campus and take classes. It's going to be amazing. The merger is really something else. Now, the University of Findlay has three campuses in Findlay, Ohio, which is an all-American city. You have the hazardous materials campus. You have the main campus, where most of your classes are. You have bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees there. And then you also have the equestrian campus, and you have your pre-veterinary sciences there. And your doctoral programs will be in pharmacy, physical therapy, and I believe education. And business has an MBA. I don't think they really have a doctoral degree in business, but they have an excellent business school. Excellent business school. So you want to check them out at the University of Findlay at www.findlay.edu. Great students, great professors, great facilities, and they have a great president in Dr. Kathy Fell. Okay, check them out. Located in Findlay, Ohio. Also, we've talked about Rusty Duck's Custom Pens and Blanks. And, you know, Money and Change is on every Sunday at 7 p.m. And then, of course, My World, and which is Live, Laugh, and Whatever, is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. And that show doesn't, we don't talk about finance there. We kind of kick back and have a little bit of fun. And sometimes we show some different types of comedians and different funny things that go on. So you want to check us out and make sure you bring your popcorn and your favorite beverage. Okay? Tell your friends about us. Oh, YouTube friends. Appalachia's Homestead with Patara. She is just posting today. And she is doing some things. She's actually giving away Bibles. And I didn't know she was doing that, but she's doing that. She's down in Tennessee. Probably in the Knoxville area, kind of, sort of. And she talks a lot about the way the economy's going. It's hard to really say without maybe getting zapped, but she's talking about the way the economy's going and the way things are. And she's very truthful about it. So you want to check out Patara over at Appalachia's Homestead. Also, there's one, Aaron Feenstra is over at Countryside Acres, and Aaron is in Russia and he's building a home there. He wants to relocate there. And, he's explaining some of the difficulties he's having and, some of their construction techniques, and mostly their homes are built out of brick or concrete block. And he's building one out of wood, and they've never seen that before. And so everybody's interested in how he's building a house, which around here, a stick-built house is common. It may be stick-built on the outside, or on the inside, then the outside is brick clad. But his is all going to be vinyl siding and so forth. I mean, it's interesting to watch that show. It really is. And that's Countryside Acres with Aaron Feenstra and family. Also, a big family homestead shout out to Brad and Krista in the middle of Wisconsin. Check them out. I've known them for years. Deep South Homestead with Danny and Wanda King. I wish we could be neighbors sometime. If all my Facebook friends and YouTube friends could get together, we could have a small city. And I'll tell you what, we would all have a lot of fun. But the Deep South Homestead, they're going to be moving to Pecan Grove. And they're trying to get that set up so they can eventually make the move there. But Danny and Wanda King, they're fantastic. And the porch side discussions, he will post his on, I believe, Monday or Tuesday on YouTube. And he talks about a lot of different things, not just farming. Okay, so check him out. LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. Check him out. He's got over 600 videos out there on different topics. One of the things that he got me involved in is GMRS radio. And some people say, well, that's a ham wannabe. Well, not really. I'm comfortable with it. You know, I paid $35 for a license, and that license is good for 10 years. And everybody in your family can use that radio. It's not that way with ham radio. Okay. So while I'm using my radio, I can talk from where I live 35 miles away to a repeater, which can get me out about another 90 miles. Okay. This is an Ocean 935G Plus, and it has a Nagoya 771G antenna. And that's what really makes it is the Nagoya antenna. It's a very good radio. It's not the cheapest one, okay, by far, but it's a good one. And you can listen to a lot of different things on this radio besides talking on GMRS, General Mobile Radio Service, okay? So it's something to check into. But, daggone it, David, you got me involved in it, and I'm having a blast. LDS Prepper with David Gilmore. Also, Patriot Nurse with Rachel. And she talks a lot about what's going on in the economy, but she also talks about being medically prepared. And she was a trauma nurse, a psychological nurse, or whatever, down in Tennessee. And I'll tell you what, she makes some very good points. And she also does some things where she talks about medical topics in classroom settings. Okay, she does several of those a year, and you can sign up for those and go attend those. Also, we've got Prepper Princess with Amber Stork, and I showed you one of the videos there. She produces probably 1 to 2 videos a week, and she's a self-made millionaire. You got to check her out, Prepper Princess. She's good. It's common sense stuff, and she can help you save money. I wouldn't recommend her if I didn't think she was great. Also, Southern Prepper One with Dave Kobler. I've known Dave for probably 15 years, and he talks about prepping, but also the economy. And he's very good, very easy guy to talk to. I mean, you could spend a long time on the phone with Dave, and I've tried to keep my conversations 10 to 15 minutes or less with Dave. But he's a great guy. Check him out, David Kobler. Also, The Max. Now, I showed you one of the videos that I posted on the Max, and there will be another one with Mrs. Max. And she will be talking about the gift card scam. Okay? And you got to watch that, because right now, gift cards are something else. You know, people buy these gift cards, whether or not their Visa, MasterCard, the company cards like Walmart or others. You don't know. You could be scammed with those. I mean, it's great for a gift. You know, you buy the card. You might put $100 on the card, and then you give it to them with the receipt. And guess what? Surprise. It's not any good. Then you're in trouble. Okay? You've just lost $100. And if a lot of people in the United States did that, there'd be a lot of money going into somebody else's hands, if you know what I mean. So be careful with that. I'm not saying that it's a scam. Not all the time it is. But it can be. So you have to be real careful, okay? Wow, what else is going on here? Well, a public service announcement. You know, I always try to do that. And the public service announcements that I like to bring out is, you know, something of importance, because if it's not important, I really don't want to pass the information out. And dang on it, I got to find it on the screen. Oh my God, what's happened? If not, I'll just have to read it to you. Oh my goodness. Why, it did it to me again. It made it disappear. Well, I'm just going to have to read it. That's the only way I can do it. And so we'll just go ahead and do that. Hey, what I've got for a public service announcement, it appeared on Zero Hedge. Government report links high fluoride exposure with low IQ among children. You know, when I was growing up, they always said, well, fluoride was good for your teeth. It was really good for your teeth. Fantastic stuff. And everybody kind of followed that idea. Well, now there's something out by Naveen Athrapulli, Athrapulli from Epoch Times. And it says exposing children to high levels of fluoride consistently associated with lower IQ and potentially other neurodevelopmental issues, according to a report by the National Toxicology Program, the NTP. And in 2016, the NTP started a system review of scientific literature with links between fluoride and cognition. And it published a report detailing its findings. And a total of 72 studies reviewed in the report examined how fluoride exposure affects children's IQ. And 64 of these studies found an inverse association between estimated fluoride exposure and IQ in children, meaning higher exposure was linked to lower IQ. Are they trying to dumb us down? That's one thing to consider. Are the powers that be trying to dumb us all down by giving us fluoride? You know, when I drink water and people say, oh, you always drink water. Well, I drink water for a purpose. Because I don't drink any, as we say here in the Midwest, pop, in other words, soda. I don't drink it. And there's a reason why, because it's got other little junk in it that I really shouldn't have. And the water that I have is filtered. And it's filtered once by a pure system. And then it goes into a Berkey system. And the Berkey system takes out all the nasty crud stuff that's still left from the processing from the pure filter. And you get pure water. And I go the extra mile. I have a fluoride filter that's on there, and it has to be changed at least once a year. And what that does, it takes out fluoride. And I've noticed since I've done that actually my brain is clearer. I know you say, well, no, you're a little bit off your rocker. No, it does. It helps. And what it does, supposedly, it takes the fluoride out that's affecting the pineal gland, okay, which is basically up here. And it helps with your brain function, I'll put it that way, okay? So I would watch what water you drink. And I'd make sure that it's been filtered and the fluoride filters are great to have, okay? And you can get a year, maybe a little bit more than a year's use with them. So you can check that out. Oh, what else is going on? Oh yeah. Have you been watching the Democratic convention? Brother, they keep going on and on and on and on and on. And they keep saying, well, we want to do this and we want to do that. And I'm thinking, gee, it sounds a little bit like they want to be socialists, controlling costs and everything else. I don't know about whether that's going to be the best thing. I know that a lot of countries that did socialism got away from it. But I was going around and looking today and I found a little presentation, and they were talking about Kamala Harris's ideology, and it talks about socialism. And I thought I'd play a little bit of that. So you might want to listen to this. Okay, I'm going to share that to the screen right now, and here it is.
Equality suggests often everybody should get the same thing. Well, that often assumes everybody started out in the same place. as opposed to equity, which is everyone should end up in the same place.
Giving resources based on equity, understanding that we fight for equality, but we also need to fight for equity, understanding not everyone starts out at the same place. We see that people in our country are having an experience that is not equal. And that's why we talk about equity, because we recognize not everybody starts out on the same base.
So there you have it. Kamala Harris's ideology explained. Everyone should wind up in the same place. So you mean socialism?
Basically. So here with reaction on that is the host of Stacey on the Right, SiriusXM Patriot, Stacey Washington, along with Fox News political analyst Giano Caldwell. Good to see you both. So Stacey, that first soundbite was about ending up in the same place, equal outcomes. That is, I think, morally wrong and also not remotely practical. And yet that's part, it seems, of the worldview that Kamala Harris brings to the table.
It's been tried before, Guy. Last century, we saw hundreds of millions of people killed under the guise of equal outcomes. So if you're going to advocate for that, you have to look at the history of that advocacy and see that Marxism, socialism, progressivism, and communism always result in gulags, death, and really a kind of poverty that's unmatched. The kind of wealth and wealth attainment that we have here in this country, where our most poverty-stricken people who are housed actually live a lifestyle that is equivalent to some European nations, is one that you can use in this argument as you discuss why Kamala Harris, why would she advocate for socialism or even communism here in America? Why would she use Marxist language while she's running for the presidency? Why doesn't she use her vaunted, much vaunted at this point, history as vice president over this past 4 years? Well, the reason why she doesn't do that, Guy, is because they don't have a history of success. And so they're reverting to form. And that's this communistic language, which we should all reject.
And Giano, when you think about some of the things that she's proposing, economically speaking, she's talking about things like universal basic income. She's talking about Medicare for all, even for people who are in this country illegally. She wants to give everything away to everybody. So as she says, we can end up in the same place. We are $35 trillion in debt already. If she does this, she will bankrupt us.
Yeah, she will. And I'll tell you what, that's what's scary, bankrupting the country. And, you know, they'll say, oh, we'll give away this, we'll give away that. Where is the money coming from? It's coming from the taxpayers. And when you take a look at the taxpayers, I mean, we're $35 trillion in debt and climbing very quickly. And let's see if I can pull that one up, because I was looking for that. And let's see, national debt clock, real time. Let's bring that up so you can just take a look at it. Here we are, $35,258,835,000,000 and climbing. That's $104,535 in debt per citizen. And the debt per taxpayer is $268,803. Okay, so then what she wants to do is give away everything. And what happens? You give the money away to non-citizens, and yeah, it will help them out, but who's paying the tab? The citizens. And if we can't afford the tab, then guess what we're doing? We're going into debt. And if you or I went into debt, what would happen to us? Okay. We'd have to declare bankruptcy. And I think that's what the socialists want to do, is declare bankruptcy. And the dollar is not in the best shape now. It will not be in the best shape in the future. Okay. You have to think about what is going on. And November is your time to voice your opinion, whether or not you want to be a socialist country or you want to be a capitalist country, if you want to call it that. But that's the problem. That's what you're running into. And it's kind of crazy out there. I mean, capitalism has worked. A fair economy, basically a laissez-faire economy, has always worked. You know, the prices will rise and fall as they may, and anybody can compete. With socialism, you don't have any competition, and the government rules the roost. That's the problem. Okay, so I don't know. Hey, Kroger. Well, they want to merge. And what they want to do is they want to merge with Albertsons. Now, I don't know if you have an Albertsons around where you're at or not. I know when I was in Florida, Albertsons was there. And you can see here, Kroger and Albertsons hope to merge, but must face a skeptical U.S. government in court first. Would this create a big monopoly? Albertson has a lot of stores in the South. And I'll tell you what, when you take a look at the Albertson stores, when I was in Florida on vacation, we always liked to go to the Publix markets. They were privately owned. They were not union. Everybody was so nice. Everybody had their uniforms. Everybody helped customers with everything. I mean, it was great. It was fantastic. And we always went there. And on occasion, we went to Albertsons looking for different things. I did not like it. Between that and Winn-Dixie, I wasn't a happy camper. And of course, you can say, well, that's you personally. Well, yeah, it could be. But Publix markets were fantastic, and they were. Well, what did Publix markets do? They bought a bunch of the Albertsons in the Tampa, St. Pete area. And that's where I like to go on vacation. And they basically changed the store around, gave it a good uplift with paint and just cleanliness and everything. And I'll tell you what. I was amazed when I went into a remodeled Albertsons and they turned it into a Publix market. It was like night and day. And that was in the Tampa area. So, personally, I'd rather have Publix markets here in Ohio rather than Kroger's. Because just the quality of stuff is very good. Excellent bakery, excellent deli. Very good vegetables. I mean, it's a good store, and it's a good chain. And I just wish we had them in Ohio. The closest that we're getting a Publix market is now in, I believe, either Tennessee or Kentucky. And they are very good stores. But anyhow, Kroger's and Albertsons want to merge. So we'll see how that goes. Kroger's is a big concern. A lot bigger than Albertson's. And so we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. Wow. What else is going on? Walmart just dropped a major hint. Now, this is a biggie. And I want to get that up on the screen because anything that involves Walmart is a big to-do here. Okay. Something where you want to keep your eyes open. Walmart just dropped a major hint. Is a U.S. recession closer than you think? And Home Depot's dire warning adds fuel to the fire. This is LaToya Scott wrote this one. And they said Walmart's second quarter sales were stronger than expected, boosting an optimism that the U.S. recession could be averted. This was quite the opposite of what Home Depot said to investors some time ago. The good news from the world's biggest retailer helped restore confidence among the investors and analysts, according to the report. Well, the report went on to say Walmart probably is the best gauge of American spending, as it took $1 in every 12 spent by shoppers, and its sales were up 4.2%. How are the prices? Did the prices go up? More than likely, they did. But you have to check out that report. I mean, when Walmart speaks, everybody better listen because they are a large concern. Okay. If they're having a bad year, guess what? We're in for trouble. Okay. So you have to watch out for that. There's a lot of stuff going on out there. There really is. You know, when you write a check, what happens if you bounce a check? Have you ever bounced a check? You know what bouncing a check is? Well, guess what? Bouncing a check is writing a check for non-sufficient funds. And that's not good. It's not good for your credit record either. Okay. You always want to make sure that everything is covered and you have money in that account. Well, a report came out on Yahoo Finance. What does it mean when a check bounces? And that's what I wanted to bring up here. What does it mean when a check bounces? Okay. What is a bounce check? It's a rubber check. It's a check that can't be processed for any number of reasons. Often the check bounces because there isn't enough money in the check writer's account. And when a check bounces, it's returned to the issuing bank and the recipients or the recipient is unable to cash it. So what happens? You get fees. You may incur a non-sufficient fund fee, an NSF fee, when there isn't enough money in your account to cover the transaction. While many banks have estimated these fees, some still charge them, and they can exceed $30. Overdraft fees may be another consequence of a check bouncing, and banks charge overdraft fees. Okay, and they typically run about $35. And in addition to bank fees, merchants can also charge processing fees for bounced checks. And they vary between $20 to $40. So you see, bouncing a check can really add up the money, okay? Not only is the retailer going to charge you for the bounced check, but the bank is going to charge you for the bounced check. And writing a bad check, especially repeatedly, can lead merchants or banks to ban you from this type of payment or report you to various agencies. For example, if you attempt to pay merchants with bad checks, they may refuse to let you pay by check in the future. And if your check ends up in collections, it can show up in your credit report. And finally, your bank could report repeated bounced checks to Checks System, a consumer reporting agency banks reference when they're reviewing the account applications, which means if you went to go ahead and apply at another bank for a checking account, they would probably turn you down. Now, if you repeatedly write bad checks, your bank may close your account. And having this account closure on your record can make it difficult to open a new account in the future. And you could also have legal consequences. So, hey, kiddies, make sure that you always have enough money to pay your bills. Okay? And you know what we always say? Pay down your debt. Put some money aside. Buy some long-term food, whether it's canned or freeze-dried. MREs, be able to purify water and store it. Make sure you have your medications that you need. Make sure you have a good first aid kit too. I mean, not the Walmart variety. I mean, a good first aid kit. There's a company that I know of, and I've dealt with them before, and I'm not saying you can go to them all the time. It's called Galls, GALLS.com. And they have very good professional first aid kits. These are usually for first responders. They're very good kits. So, you know, but anyhow, make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you have your meds. Way to purify water. Make sure you build up some money stored away for an emergency rainy day. You know, I had a neighbor that had a problem, and she didn't know what to do. And I said, what's going on? She says, I need a new garage door. I said, yeah. Well, I don't have any emergency funds. I said, well, how are you going to pull this one off? You don't have a credit card. Well, she said, I know. I don't want a credit card. I said, well, how are you going to pay for the door? It's $3,500. And she finally said, well, I'm going to try for a loan. Well, the loan did go through for $3,000, but she still had to come up with $500. And that was left up to her to come up with, okay? And everybody goes into debt once in a while for different things, but save up your money in case you have an emergency event. That's why I said put some money aside. A little bit each week. And if you do that, you're in good shape, okay? I mean, that's just a thing that happened this last week. Now, there are five mistakes with your money. Five common banking mistakes that could be wasting your money. And this came out, I believe, in Yahoo Finance. Michelle Lambright Black wrote it. And let me get that up on the screen here, because there are a lot of different things that you need to know here. Here's the five common mistakes. Keeping too much money in a checking account. It's a helpful financial tool that most people use to manage their spending money. And this type of deposit account often features check writing capabilities, debit cards, bill pay features, and a bunch of other host things. I mean, you know, it can be great. But I'll tell you what, a debit card, I don't like that. Personally, I don't have a debit card. I don't want one. Because if somebody gets a hold of that debit card, they can clean you out. Oh, yeah. So you have to be careful, especially online bill paying, okay? A checking account typically isn't the best place to store large sums of money long term. And a traditional account tends to offer little or no interest on the money you keep in your account. So the cash you keep in your checking account probably has little potential to grow. Now you can get a high yield check account at some of the banks. Okay, they will pay you for that money. What to do instead, according to the report, in general, is it's smart to keep just enough money in your checking account to cover your monthly expenses. Okay, and when it comes to extra money, you need to save for an emergency fund. Remember, I told you about that? Or my friend didn't save for an emergency fund? The other short to midterm savings goals, most financial experts agree, is to keep it in a high yield savings account or CD, certificate of deposit. Okay, using only traditional savings account, many people start out with a basic checking and savings account. Okay, that's fine. Sometimes you only get like 0.46%, okay, which isn't enough. The banks I go to and use, I get around 5% on CDs. I don't want to invest in anything less than that. And you have to watch the timing because it will be due at certain times. And you have to contact the bank and make sure that you either move it into a new account or reinvest your money some way, somewhere else. Okay. You don't want to pay unnecessary fees. Whether it's ATM fees, overdraft fees, activity fees, or more. So you want to shop around to different banks. You want to check for free checking accounts. You know, I used to have one in one bank that was a free account. And I kept a good amount of money in there. And then they said, well, you don't qualify that because you need to have an average daily balance of X. Well, guess what? I went to another bank and opened another account. I totally dropped them, okay? So you want to check out what's going on. And, you know, we talked about the national debt, the way things are going now. Something came up where they said you need $2.5 million. And I'm like, 2.5 million to be considered wealthy? And according to a report that came out, Zero Hedge, Americans now need $2.5 million to be considered wealthy, according to a Charles Schwab survey. And Americans now think it takes an average of $2.5 million to be considered wealthy, which is slightly up from 2023, which was $2.2 million. I don't know about you. I don't have $2.2 million. I pay my bills off when they're due. I don't owe anybody any money. My car's paid off. My house is paid off. I've got some money in the bank. I can take a vacation whenever I want. I can go almost anywhere in the U.S. that I want without any problems. I don't think I want to go overseas. But my bills are paid. And I don't pay interest on a credit card. That is the big thing. You never want to pay interest on your credit card. If you have a big purchase and you can't pay, let's say you get something on your Amazon card or whatever, and let's say it's $1,000 and you can't afford to pay it all off this month. You can only do 500. Okay, 500 this month and 500 next. You pay a small amount of interest. That's how I like to do that. I don't like to spend big amounts of money on a credit card. I like to keep my credit card paid off. And that's the big thing, is keep it paid off. Okay? And I always make sure that I have enough money in there so that I can zero it out, okay, very easily. Okay? Oh, which leads me to another thing. I went to Sam's Club. And I was there and they said, oh, you have $400 credit. $400 credit? Wow. So I said, well, what can I do? And they said, well, you can take it off your card as credit. So I went and I bought $200 worth of stuff. And I said, okay, this is it. Okay, fine. You still have $200 worth of credit. So I came back a couple of weeks later and I got more things. And you'd say, well, you're a prepper. Well, I had a chance to get extra paper towels, extra toilet paper, some extra food, you know, some extra detergents. Okay, I got that credit by using that card, paying everything off. That was $400 that I would have normally had. Okay, so you have to play your money smart. Well, guys, that's about all I've got this week. Just remember, pay down your debt. Take the bill that has the highest amount of interest, pay it off first, and then work down and pay off the rest. Make sure that you put some money aside every week. It's called budgeting. Make sure that you go ahead and $20 a week is $20 a week. $40 is $40. $100 is $100. But if you do that every week, at the end of a year, it adds up, okay? And it could go into an emergency fund that you never touch unless you absolutely need something for a car repair, a house repair, whatever, okay? So you've paid down your debt. You put some money aside. Long-term foods, canned foods are good. Just don't buy them if they're dented or they have bulges. Generally, they'll last for quite a while. Make sure you get freeze-dried foods. Make sure you have your medications if you need medications. Make sure you have a good first aid kit. Make sure you have clothing appropriately for the season. Now, winter's coming up here in Ohio, so check your winter clothing, okay? Do you have batteries for flashlights? Do you have any flashlights? You know, you're prepping at this point. Do you have plastic tarps? Let's say you get a hole in the roof. You could spend $10 for a tarp, a blue tarp at Home Depot, and you could probably buy maybe two or three over a period of time and keep them stored up. They fold up very easily, and you have a problem with your house, yeah, the blue tarp goes on the roof. And I had a friend of mine that had a mansion. Trust me, it is a beautiful mansion. And he fought with his insurance company over a year due to storm damage. He had blue tarps on this mansion for a year. And he finally replaced the entire roof. He had clay tiles, and they couldn't get a match and so forth. So he had to put a conventional roof on. Beautiful home by a lake. Yeah, I do know some people that have some money. I'm not one of them, trust me. But I do know them. I have friends that are very affluent if they want to be. Okay. Well, anyhow, guys, be careful out there. Save your money. Keep your eyes and ears out for any type of scams going on. Check us out on Money and Change, Slice Financially Check, Financially. Oh, my goodness. It's been a crazy one. Check us out on Facebook, will you? Okay. I'll see you guys on Wednesday night with My World, and we'll talk to you later. And with that, guys, that's all I've got. Have a good week. Save your money and prep.